Pope Benedict XVI today received the President of Israel, Shimon Peres. The two men spoke about the relations between the State of Israel and the Holy See and those of the state authorities with the local Catholic communities. This included a discussion of the ongoing work of the Bilateral Working Commission on the drafting of an accord concerning economic matters. They also spoke about the renewal of direct contacts between Israelis and Palestinians this week in Washington. In a communique released by the Holy See Press Office, the hope was expressed that this may assist in reaching an agreement that is respectful of the legitimate aspirations of the two peoples and capable of bringing lasting peace to the Holy Land and to the entire region. The condemnation of all forms of violence and the necessity of guaranteeing better conditions of life to all the peoples of the area were reaffirmed. The discussions also touched on interreligious dialogue and an overview of the international situation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas are meeting today at the US State Department. We spoke to Franciscan Father David Maria Jaeger, an expert on the Holy Land, about the significance of this meeting.
First of all, the occasion underlines the strong commitment of the United States and President Obama specifically to promoting a resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and the readiness of both parties to engage seriously in negotiations, and of the President of Egypt and the King of Jordan to support these negotiations. Other than that, all depends on what will follow the festive inauguration. There have been many such ceremonies in the past 18 years or so, so that the ceremonies themselves do not have ultimate significance. It is whatever will follow the solemn ceremonies that will decide the fate of the negotiations.
And of course, as these meetings are going on in Washington, the President of Israel was in Rome to meet with the Holy Father. What's the significance of this?
The President, Mr. Peres, a former Prime Minister and a former Foreign Minister, is known as a firm proponent of peace negotiations with the Palestinians and Israel's other neighbors. And since the inauguration of the Netanyahu government has taken on the role of a goodwill ambassador, trying to inspire confidence abroad in the intentions of the government, and no doubt will be doing so this time too.